Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Tom, and I got my eyes open today very much. I went to an 8 o'clock mass, and the church was packed. And, of course, we know why it's packed. It's Easter Sunday, and the once or twice a year Catholics all come out. But I got to tell you, it was packed, and it was good to see those good people. And like one priest said in a Fox interview today, and don't trust Fox, he said, well, we got them today. We got to keep them. We got to talk them into coming next week, too. So that was a good sign. That was one great sign I saw today. Then I got my mind blown. Unbelievable. 6 months ago, I talked to a group of people. Mostly women, and they hated Trump, okay? They weren't going to vote for Trump. No way would they vote for Trump. And for all the reasons that the communists tell you. Well, I just did my Easter Sunday survey of women under 30 who are a cross-section, women only, of married, single, and happy couples, including nurses, police women, and corporate executives. 80% were voting for Trump. It blew me away. 80% have changed their minds. They're voting for Trump. And here's the real kicker. And the 20% who were supporters of Hillary and are still supporters of Hillary are not going to vote for Hillary. They won't vote for Trump, and they're not coming out for Hillary. Oh, be still my heart. I no longer listen, trust, or consider the crappy media polls rigged to form the result they wish to achieve. Outsiders are the answer. Outsiders are the answer. Trump is the outsider party. And we have a few simple rules. I'm from the Spirit of America party. And we stand in reserve. If Trump gets screwed by the rhinos and the demo-camos and the media, and he doesn't want to break his third-party promise, we will help him form a second party, and it will be known as the Spirit of America Party. And who can argue with the great Spirit of America? So we have a few simple rules. Outsiders are the answer. One term per termite. That's it. No fat cats with big asses telling us what we want to hear but doing nothing of what they promise. One term per termite. The only lobby is in a Trump hotel. I don't care what lobby it is. No more lobbies. The maximum champagne contribution is 1 peso. That's it. You come with more money, you are no good and we don't want you. And this is the best one. The people want their money back. They want their money back. They see what this government is doing and all the waste and all the giveaways and all the vote buying done by their taxpayer money. And they want their money back. If you got that kind of money to waste, you don't need it. Send it back to the people who gave it to you who do need it. So, we are the Spirit of America Party. We have a symbol. It's a nice hawkish-looking eagle. And the logo says nothing outperforms American because Made in USA is coming today. You're telling me we can't make combs in this country? How much cheaper do the Chinese make combs? Give me a break. We can't make paper cups in this country? Give me a break. It's time we go back into the manufacturing. World War II was won by American industry. We could not win World War II today. So, Spirit of America Party, if Trump needs a second party, we're ready. On blogtalkradio.com, you can go there and find Spirit of America Party. And we're recording right now for the next show. So here come the outsiders, and we'll open up with America's number one favorite tune.
Can you see by the
running through some blogs I'll share them with you. These are all Tea Party people corresponding on different blog sites. This lady's name is Carol Ann. She is responding to another person. And the question, the topic of the blog session was, what would you be willing to do if the GOP steals the nomination? And this is what she said. If Mexicans are in fact burning images of Trump in effigy, perhaps it is because he would like to put an end to their illegal entry, drug cartels, drug smuggling, human trafficking, murders, rapes, home invasion, child rapes, gangbanging, and other sundry felonious crimes. I got to tell you, on that line, I had three things pop into my head. Obama is turning loose criminals and terrorists, and they're returning to the battlefield. Obama is a slaver. Obama is allowing undocumented children with no parents to be smuggled into the United States. They're not going to orphanages. They're not going to the Salvation Army. They're not going to good homes. They're going into slave camps to be raised and used. There are kids that are working in chicken coops, counting eggs. There are girls that are being groomed for brothels. And Obama has catered to that evil. He is a slaver, and he is a coyote of the highest order. And he's also released 5,000 drug dealers, and I believe it's to handle the big loads that are going to be coming in for Cuba. Cuba is going to upset the entire Caribbean balance of trade with drugs. Mexico may be the second biggest drug supplier. And you know what's going on in Mexico? You have no idea. Mexico is little Iraq. There are towns and villages that are being cut up and chopped up, just like ISIS does to the Arab people. Mexican drug lords are doing the same thing. I've got pictures. There's a guy, if you got a cast iron stomach, you should go to his website and just see what pictures he has. The first time I went to his website, I thought they were pictures of Iraq. They were so similar, but they were in Mexico. And there was a room full of torsos only, another room full of legs, another room full of arms, and on the streets of that town were the heads of the people that once had those torsos. And they were put out on the street to remind people, you do not have the right to bear arms, but the government does and the narco-terrorists do. So you can't do anything but die when we tell you. Let's see what else this lady says. Currently, there are over 9,000 convicted criminals that Obama ordered released into U.S. communities. Many of these convicted felons have since reoffended with such crimes as murder, rape, etc. Just because their own countries don't want them does not mean we should keep them here. I find it most troubling that Obama is more concerned with releasing terrorists and criminals than he is with the safety of Americans. He hates this country. He hates its people. He hates it with a passion. He has no compassion. Do you lock your doors at night? We need to build a wall and lock that freaking door already. And if Mexicans don't like it, who gives a damn? There are Mexicans who came to the United States. There are Mexicanos who fought against Santa Anna at the Alamo. They're now known as Texicanos. You come join us and you're with us 100%. And you fly our flag and nobody else's. And you take the oath to defend the Constitution. You're an American, amigo. But if you don't, you're our enemy. And there's nothing anybody's going to be able to change any minds about that. So, it's time for a little Amazing Grace. Okay, we're back. Here's what we got. Here's another gentleman. Let me see if we got his name here. This is, what would you be willing to do if the GOP steals the nomination? And this guy's name is Ralph. He says, where have you been? Why do you think the Republicans encouraged Rubio to stay as long as he did? Why do you think they want Kasich to stay? In a race to split the votes. The Republican strategists talked about doing that months ago, and here we are. In a contested convention, if it happens, and this is their goal, they can throw out every vote in America and nominate someone that hasn't even run. If Trump gets the minimum required delegates, they're already talking about a nuclear option of rewriting the rules. These guys got to go, folks. They are too dangerous. Both parties have to be exterminated. Expunged. I'm sorry. The GOP's nuclear option, how Trump could be denied the nomination, even with a majority. But what's gotten much less attention is that even if Trump wins that outright majority of delegates in the primaries, there's a nuclear option that could deny him the nomination. I think we got to get rid of the word nuclear option. I know the Democrats have one also. Related contested, how do you like that Democrat race? Joseph Stalin had more competition when he got 100% of the votes. Related contest conventions explained why the GOP's best hope is to stop Trump, but it's risky. To do this, a majority of delegates at the convention would have to vote to change their rules to free themselves up to vote for whichever candidate they want. And then they just nominate someone who's not Donald Trump. This may seem shockingly undemocratic. There's going to be a big gun sale around that convention. But it's completely possible given how the convention works. The delegates get to set their own rules and no higher body can overrule them. So they're perfectly free to change those rules at the last minute, even if those changes are obviously meant to alter the outcome of the race. So you don't want them behind closed doors, folks. You want them out in the open where you can squash them. I did a little checking on the votes that are remaining. This is rough, but I figure I'd give it to you. Trump needs 1237. Right now he has 754. That leaves he needs 483 more to get to 1237. Now, there are states like North Dakota that have 28 votes, Wisconsin has 42, Colorado has 37, Wyoming has 29. Put those states aside. And here's the states that I feel he needs to get to win, and it's going to be hard. New York has 95 votes. If he wins all 95, that gives him a 388 to go. Pennsylvania has 71 votes. If he wins 71, he's down to 317 that he needs to clinch the deal. California has 172 votes. If he gets 172 votes from California, that leaves 145. New Jersey has 51 votes. That brings it down to 94. Indiana has 57 votes. That brings it down to 37. Wisconsin has 42 votes. That gives him plus 5. So he would have 12 of 42. Pray that God gives us our way. California, I worry about. New York may go for Trump. And based on my survey of women, they're all from New York. And that's a good sign. Let me jump back. We'll find a tune for you and we'll make your day. This is an Arab tune. It's kind of cute. Oh, no, I got a better one. But that Arab tune is called Amarain, Amarain. And it's by the Michael Jackson of Egypt. And you know, I got to say one thing about the Egyptians. Their military saved their day. They saved their bacon. And that General Assisi got no help from the Obama administration. He did it all on his own. And he is our greatest ally, even though Obama tried to take him out. Obama is our greatest enemy. So, Amro Diab is the Michael Jackson of Egypt. I'll give you a little taste of it, and then we're going to jump to America the Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, gave you a little taste. Now, that guy's singing about girls. And voila is an expression, you know. Oh, she's so beautiful. Voila, oh God, she's so beautiful. Now, these guys, they have love songs. They have love songs. They sing in and dream about women. And then what do they show you? Guys raping eight-year-old girls? This is not the same people. So they're all good Muslims. We know that. Sadly, they don't speak up. Why not? Because when it comes to terrorism, they're the minority. No, only a handful of terrorists. A handful of terrorists. Only 10% of the Communist Party. 10% of Russians were communists, and they ruled Russia. It only takes... You know, I always used to think growing up in the business world that in order to control a corporation, you had to have 51% control. But that's not true. You could have 10% of control and run a corporation, 20%. So, if nobody does nothing, the 10% that is violent and intimidating will control the other 90%. These animals have to be vaporized. I'm waiting for the invention of a vaporization gun where you point and you shoot and there's not a trace, not a shoelace, not a button. That's it. Where is he? He's gone. What do you mean he's gone? He's gone. And there's nothing we could do about it. That's from Goodfellas. I like to use it a lot. He's gone. Where is he? He's gone. There's nothing we can do about it. He's gone. Anyway, it is really sad that I see. If you ever saw the movie The Kingdom of Heaven, one of the scenes in The Kingdom of Heaven is one of the fortified cities is about to be attacked by the Saracens. And the Saracen army is moving across the land towards the castle. And everything in its path has to escape or be destroyed. And they're running to the castle for safety. And as they run in, they overwhelm the population that's in the castle. And then they have to have the services that are offered to the population. Sanitary services, food, water, bread. And all the advancing army has to do is sit on the gates of the city and wait for them to starve and wait for germs and pestilence to wipe them out. And basically, that's what's happening to Europe right now. They're being overwhelmed. And it's really sad because that's going to happen here too. And the greatest enemy, like Cicero says, is inside the gate, not outside the gate. So I'll give you a little Elvis, who died at 42 from the drug overdose. And I hear now in my beautiful town, in my beautiful borough, the last conservative borough in New York, we have a drug epidemic. And it's really 9 people OD'd this month in our little town. And nobody's fighting drugs. You can't beat it with promises. You got to beat it with action. And that's why I'm voting for Trump, because he is action man. And the latest casualty was found in a Perkins Pancakes bathroom with a needle stuck in his neck. So, 30 years old. At least Elvis got to be 42. Drugs is our greatest enemy. Drugs, abortion, and terrorists. And 3 greatest enemies. And they even got Elvis.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God share his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Thank you very much. Let's do that last part. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's fantastic.
Well, Elvis is singing in heaven now. Is the GOP establishment planning sedition? H. Gregory, I don't give last names. I try not to. Sometimes I get carried away. He replied to a guy named Steve. Is the GOP establishment planning sedition? Here's what he says. He's talking about the last election. Ohio was set up, working with a team that uncovered actual fraud in many forms. The Secretary of State laughed at us. One person pushed a button for Romney and Obama lit up. Hit reset to start over, same thing. Reset again, same thing. After 20 tries, his candidate lit up. A poll worker friend watched as people with provisionary ballots did not hand them over for verification, but quickly went up to the reader and shoved it in. It's impossible to pull these out as they are the identical forms as the normal ballot. Some of these places had more votes than people registered. In a high turnout election, about 60% tops of registered votes, many precincts were 99%. Goes on and on. I remember reading about GIs in Afghanistan casting their write-in ballots. They were all bundled up, and they were put in an ammunition box and sent to an ammo dump. And they never made it to the election. They were found after the election. That's why everybody's got to turn out in force. Everybody has got to do the right thing. Glenn Beck is a big anti-Trumpeter. And there's a blog out there where people are asking, has he lost his mind? And a lot of people like Glenn Beck, but they're turned off. Let's see what the J9 says. Yep. That's an easy blog. Has Glenn Beck lost his mind? Yep. Yeah, that's the shortest blog. Louis 522 says, I was an active and vocal member of Tea Party of Patriots. When Mark McClear left and JBM took the $450K a year job, TPP started its descent. That's sad. You know, infiltration is an intel thing. And the best way to destroy something is from the inside. So if you come on as a Tea Party member and you win the support of the people and then they give you a job and then you whack it up and destroy the Tea Party, and damage is done and it's too late. Said, Meckler's focus as creator of TPP was 10th A Powers. When JBM took over, the focus became the general elections and establishing a PAC. I was one of the small few that expressed my disfavor aloud. Once the emails asking for PAC donations started coming in, I set the announcements to go straight to the spam box. Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like these politicians saying I need $10 a month. Yeah. Well, you better get a job. You can't afford to be a politician. Let's see what else we got here. Guy named Oleg. What will you be willing to do if the GOP steals the nomination? Oleg says, Kasich is the party pooper, deliberately preventing Trump from gaining the 50% vote. Like in every election in recent memory, there is the recount and Lipschitz a tactic to take over the election. The recount occurs only between the two remaining contenders. So Oleg don't trust it. Outside that convention is where we all belong. No matter who you're voting for, don't let Trump have to go into that convention. He's a deal maker. He's a deal maker. Oh, here's something. Want to hear it? This is from Newsmax. Newsmax is trying, some people feel they're disguising their anti-Trump rhetoric, but they're anti-Trump. I think one of the sorriest, I'm going to read you the headlines from Newsmax. Taliban massacre of Christians in Pakistan killed 65. The saddest picture that I have in my photo file. That is to tears your heartstrings. And it's not Pakistan, it's Iran. And it was an Iranian Muslim woman, completely covered except for her eyes. And somebody threw acid in her face. And whether they knew it or not, she had a baby under her chador. And both of them were disfigured by this acid. And the saddest picture that I'll ever see is this beautiful woman now totally disfigured and the beautiful child totally disfigured by acid. And the baby is kissing the mother. And may whoever did that burn in the lowest part of hell, even lower than Ted Kennedy. Okay. Cruz campaign bought rights to millennia pics, says Trump. Melania. Let's see, but he didn't. He did accuse Cruz, Trump accused Cruz of maligning his wife, Melania Trump. Trump blamed rival Cruz for recent and produced by an anti-Trump super PAC featuring a photo of Trump's wife posing nude. From what I hear, he and his campaign went out and bought the cover shoot. Melania did a cover story for GQ, a very strong modeling picture. No big deal, Trump said on ABC this week. Who hates his guts? All of the networks hate Trump. But you see what? You see what kind of guy he is? He knows that. He goes on there anyway because he is going to prove that he is right and they are wrong. And he's not afraid of anybody. So that's why he doesn't like PACs. And the smartest move he made was denying any access to PACs and saying he didn't want any PAC money. That was a class A move, and that moved a lot of left-wing people over to the Trump camp because they know what PAC money does and who owns the PACs. George Soros was a PAC man. Trump also says Cruz's campaign is stealing delegates in crooked system. Let's see what that's about. Cruz's Louisiana win proves crooked system. I thought Trump won Louisiana. Talk of a contested convention in that Cruz won the most delegates in Louisiana's primary while losing the race in votes is proof of what a crooked system we have and what a rotten political system we have. I have millions of votes, more than Lion Ted, Trump told ABC. I have many more delegates. I won areas and he's trying to steal things because that's the way Ted works. Ted's a politician. If we're going to war against politicians, we've got to go to war against all of them and replace them all with outsiders. Trump is right. I'm going to go back to the studio. This is a, you know, one of the problems we have in America is there's no love anymore. It's preempted by laptop dancing. Yeah. Is really sad. Okay. So, 50% of the family in a divorce. 50% of Americans are divorced. Now, we talk about PTSD and returning GIs, but there's more than just returning GIs that have PTSD. All the kids that have to go through a divorce in the family that was created by one father and one mother, they all suffer PTSD. And what do? They cling to their friends, their last hope. They're brokenhearted. It is sad. Maybe they lay in bed at night and hear their parents arguing. That's one thing my wife and I would never do. We made a promise that we would never argue. We would never argue while the kids were awake. No, we would never argue in front of the kids, and we would never go to bed angry. And once we missed July and August. But that's it, man. You made your bed and you lie in it. That was the old saying. And I'm sure many a mother went through hell and many a father went through misery. And all those guys in the pubs taking their birth control pill in the Guinness glass. Yeah. Many a guy didn't want to go home. But you know what? They made their bed and they lived in it. And they learned after a while, you know, one little good deed deserves another. A little compassion gets passion. So, we're doing it all wrong. Here comes the bride, here comes the groom, here comes the divorce attorney. That's the new wedding march. and they don't get married in church and take a vow before God. What does that tell you? They don't believe in God or they don't believe in marriage. So here's a guy that was born before no love. His name is Frankie Lane.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you.
Here's one. Has Glenn Beck lost his mind? Now, the blogger goes by the name Little Bright Feather. And this is what I'm reading, what he says. Correct. Plus, the Bible was the original school's educational book, along with reading, spelling, and also history. And also, there was science and English and culinary and a nutrition book as well. The Bible was the all-around educational book for all original schools. That is why they graduated such deep thinkers and scholars back then. Today, with the Bible banned in schools, and we turn out kids who are communist numbskulls who can't even sign their own name, much less think. And this is literal. Today's kids cannot cursive write. It's been taken out of the schools and replaced with porn. They turn out perverts who cannot read or write or to be of any good to society. God has been replaced with Satan, and we can see what kind of a world that has given us. The Bible long ago told us the earth was round, not flat. IS 4022. But I guess that's Isaiah and 40:22. But today, with God kicked out of everything in education, they are back to the barbaric age of learning and believing, and again think the earth is flat, even though no one has ever fallen off the edge in thousands of years of travel and common sense, and all the pics from the satellites show a round earth. showing how dumb man is without God. It is so ludicrous, it's laughable how dumb man is without God. I got to tell you something. I've seen living testimony to what he's saying in my own family. One of the living testimony is almost ready to graduate college. And when he was a teenager, he could not label an envelope. You know, up in the corner, you got to put your return address. He couldn't do that. I saw him playing cards, blackjack, 21, against a 9-year-old kid. And the 9-year-old kid was calling the numbers out while he was still trying to figure the numbers. It is really sad. It is absolutely sad. Cursive writing. What are they going to do if the computers go down? We are in. I believe that the United States is 40% communist. And believe me, I don't want to come to that conclusion at all. I don't want to come to it. But I see signs of it all around me. Do you know there are fifth graders that do BJs in the hallway? I remember my wife coming back from a beauty parlor and saying that one of the girls in the beauty parlor, her daughter came to her and told her she can't hold out much longer. And she's in the fifth grade. Now, you should know that there were girls that were brought up in a Catholic society who, when they went to college, mainly a nursing school that was run by Catholic nuns, if you weren't in by 7 o'clock, you were kicked out of school. And a nun used to walk around the building, which was in downtown New York, looking for the girls sitting in parked cars that belonged inside. It was no hanky panky. And today you got porn shows going on. I remember reading, a teacher fell asleep and the kids had sex in the classroom. And I'm not talking about high school. It is really sad. It is really sad. And of course, the communists will tell you, well, the only perverts are the Catholic priests. But they'll never tell you who's in the rubber rooms in the public schools. Let me tell you. We have our share of perverts, but we're not alone. We're not alone, not by a long shot. Think about it. We got to put an end to it. The Ten Commandments came down and went into the closet. And now it's a freak show. The country's a walking freak show. Time to go back to the studio. He said, go back to the studio, he said. Let's see. You know, a blocker comes up, and when I click to go back to the studio, it won't let me click what's behind it. Oh, let's see. You want to hear Brazilian rap or Brazilian sound? We'll do Brazilian sound. Beautiful music. Coração. by a girl named Kathleen S. And it's in response to "Has Glenn Beck Lost His Mind?" And she is talking about unemployment. The reason you see the fake 4.9 unemployment, 4.9% unemployment, is because this administration, it's not an administration. Oh, it's more than that. And I'm trying to think of a word to better describe it. The most transparent ever, what a joke. They have czars. Well, it's going to take Trump at least 10 weeks to find the 25 czars that have been implanted in the government. So she's calling 4.9%. Doesn't count those who are not working. Bogus, fuzzy, common core math in play. Speaking of common core math, we have a little grandchild, a girl, and she came home with her math from school. And I got to tell you something. I come from a time when a grocery clerk would write down everything you bought on a brown paper bag, and the column would be 40 entries long, and he would go up the line, down the line, and give you the total figure. I used to go to a Chinese laundry, and I was B27. All my shirts were marked B27. And I used to walk in there. The guy would look at me. He didn't know my name. He didn't say, "Hello, Mr. O'Donnell. How are you?" He said, "B27. And I said, "Yes, that's right." And he gave me my shirts, nicely neat, ironed, all wrapped in paper. And the guy lived in the back of the laundry with his two kids. Okay? And he wasn't disenfranchised. Yeah, he had it made. He spoke the same language. He was the same color as me. Sure. But you know what? He had no time to cry and whine. He was too busy trying to feed a family and earn a living. And he would come out and he had what's called an abacus. You ever see it? It's got like little olives on it or chestnuts. And there's about 8 rows. And he moved this one over and moved that one over. He'd go, $9.72. Who's going to argue with a guy with an abacus? Yeah, and today, they can't give you change unless the cash register tells them how much. We're in trouble, folks. And it's all being done to us deliberately. We're being doped up, screwed up, and we're definitely effed up. And we're all going to pay a terrible price. And all those who look the other way will never see the knife that cuts the other way. Yeah, we're all in trouble. So, this lady says, look at the chart in this article, albeit from 2010. See the rate? 42% when all who are not working, not looking, is calculated. And unemployment payments make it easy for people to go lazy. You know? You can, what is unemployment now? 40 weeks or more? 2 years? I think it's 2 years. Let's say it's 40 weeks. At the end of 40 weeks, the guy goes out and he gets a job. And he probably already had one off the books. He goes out and he gets a job. And he works 3 weeks and he gets fired. And he goes back on unemployment for another 40 weeks or 2 years, whichever comes first. Yeah, we're in trouble. And to come across the border as an illegal and go file unemployment, I totally admire the Mexicans that are up there on the roofs without protective lines, safety lines. They're up there doing all kinds of construction. Yeah, and they're being taken advantage of. Question about it. And I hear construction contractors complaining that they're getting picky. They're getting picky. They don't want to do concrete. No concrete. I do grass. Yeah, but we're our own worst enemy. We complain about them because they're taking jobs from other Americans, but then we hire them. The minimum wage should be higher than it is, and we should start at 10, not 15. because 15 is going to bring robots. Unless you got a job where they absolutely need you. Be careful what you ask for. I'll tell you a story. I worked in an automotive warehouse downtown New York. And it had five stories. And on about the third floor, they had all the mufflers and pipes in this warehouse. And, of course, you know, the pipes are all numbered, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Of course, the numbers are not that low. They're like five-digit numbers. But to give you an example. And two black guys worked that entire floor. And you know what they did? They had an interchange from those numbers to their numbers, and they used their numbers to file all the pipes away. So when a guy called for one and none of these two guys were there, they would never find one. Because one to those guys was like 88, you know? And they did it to protect their job. And that goes to show you what people can do when they're worried about losing their job. It was sad to see the 1,400, and Trump was the only one that pointed it out. And I'm going to pay a couple of compliments to Trump right now. The 1,400 air conditioning workers that are being laid off, and they're helpless. They're totally helpless. It's really nice, you know, when the union boss goes in and makes demands of management, and I'm not saying it happens, but it does, and the union boss gets paid off, and he tells the workers to take it or leave it, you know. But then there's other union bosses. They get greedy, and they push management to the point that they're going to go to Mexico. Okay. Nobody's looking out for anybody. I came from a generation, it was World War II generation, and I inherited their gift, their greatest gift. You know what it was? Teamwork and love your country. That was their greatest gift to this country. And when they went to work, everybody that worked with them rose. They rose. If women were discriminated against, and they're more discriminated against today than ever before, I got to tell you, it's just more subtle when they get to share. But I can tell you story upon story of women who were secretaries and for a boss, and the boss got a promotion, and he would ask that his secretary go with him. And not because they were doing anything, like the guy who thought his wife was fooling around with the mailman in New York, and he moved to California, and guess what? He got the same mailman. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about he did good and he shared it. And they trained their replacements so that they could do as good as them when the time came. You don't have that today. Today you got Wonder Boys paying their help in Wonder Bread. And we got to get back to building America inside and out. And unity is one of the ingredients. I may not get invited into a black's house for dinner, and he may not get invited into mine. But I got to tell you, if he's working alongside me and he's doing a good or better job than I am, he has my total admiration. And if anybody tries to hurt him, I'm going to be the first guy to stand up for him. But today the communist tactic is divide and conquer, and they poison your mind. Brainwashing is an art, and nobody does it better than the Democrats and the Communist Party, which is almost one and the same. When the diehard Democrats, the deeply Democrat generation people die off, it'll be totally communist. Look at Bernie Sanders. He's a communist. You know the difference between a socialist and a communist? A socialist destroys the government by peaceful means. A communist destroys it by violent means. Communism is the last step after socialism. Here's what else. Let me finish what this lady says. Chronic unemployment, the highest since the Great Depression. About 6.2 million Americans, 45.1% of all unemployed workers in this country, have been jobless for more than 6 months, at its highest since the Great Depression. The number of working-age Americans unemployed has risen by almost 10 million under Obama. And she gives you all kinds of links to click on. And Obama just gave himself a 25% raise, wasn't it? He gave a retirement raise, 25%. And one of the ladies I was talking to, who's a policewoman, she says that they just got a 1% increase after 5 years in their paycheck. And Mayor de Blasio just gave himself an 18% increase. Communism works, doesn't it? You share with the people. We share what? They're asking for more bread? Shoot them. Okay, now we share with less people. It is really sad. Looks like I'm going to say sayonara. My biggest news tonight was that women are going to vote for Trump. Women are going to vote for Trump. And I'm going to close out with a rock and roll favorite. Blue Moon. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, moon, blue moon, dip, 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 bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, you saw me standing alone. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms would ever. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, blue. Oh, 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 bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon.